USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The former head of the White House Security Clearance Office, Carl Klein, says he's willing to cooperate with House investigators after a whistleblower said 25 people who should have been denied clearances got them anyway. That whistleblower, Tricia Newbold, spoke to NBC News.
The protection of national security is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue.
The House Oversight Committee had already voted to subpoena Klein, Newbold's former boss. Committee Chair Elijah Cummings.
We want him to come in to explain to us why this 18-year employee said that these folks did not get a clearance, why they got one.
The House deadline has passed for Robert Mueller's report on Russia's election tampering. Democrats are now working on a subpoena to give to Attorney General William Barr to produce it. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to families of citizens being held captive abroad. John Clemens reports.
Mr. Pompeo said the U.S. is doing all it can for the safe release of their loved ones. He warned against paying ransom for their release.
As we move in that direction, we create risk. Indeed, we know that there are nations that take Americans less because there is less money coming from America.
Mr. Pompeo also stressed what terrorists would do with that ransom money.
Any payment to a terrorist or a terrorist regime gives money so that they can seize more of our people. We cannot accept that risk. You wouldn't ask that of us.
I'm John Clemens.
Entrepreneurial kids in Colorado have something to cheer about. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
Colorado kids can operate side businesses now without having to get hassled by the cops, as Governor Jared Polis has signed the so-called lemonade stand bill into law, allowing children to operate temporary businesses without having to get a permit.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's threat to close down the southern border with Mexico is raising concerns over economic troubles. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The U.S. Department of Transportation estimates over 20,000 pedestrians and 35,000 cars can cross between El Paso and Ciudad Juarez on a daily basis. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
You cannot do a physical barrier from El Paso, Texas to Brownsville, Texas. The geography will not allow it. And most of Texas is private land. So it can't be done anyway in most cases, or you'll have to do eminent domain, which is litigation in multiple years. But there is a place for physical barriers, according to the CBP. As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security. To me, it begins with the laws and the that we have passed that need to be revamped and changed, and then dealing with immigration law to begin with, and improving legal immigration. We're less than 4% of unemployment. We need more legal immigration.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen orders another 750 agents to the border who are expected to arrive later this week. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.